Here we go.
Okay. Hey, everyone. I am Jessica, a compulsive overeater and a chaos creator from Tennessee, the United States. So good evening to you all. I'm so glad to be here. I've seen so many beautiful things that God has created in my life, and this community is one of the top experiences I've had. And I'm so grateful just to share this space with you all and talk about this spiritual program of action today. I have gotten the invitation. I was saying I'm back in step one, but I see it today as more of an opening to look, just kind of continue the circle, you know, of getting a little deeper with things that can be released by God. And so when I'm looking at this work today in this step three, it's so powerful to be in that place and be open to a new experience, you know, a new way of seeing this work. I actually was gifted to talk about this exact space in the book a month ago. And when I sat down in prayer this morning, I got a whole new take on it, you know, just 30 some days later, which is just wild to me that God just keeps showing me more and new. So I hope something here is helpful. But what I really feel guided to talk on today is how God is taking care of me. You know, how God is taking care of me in my life, in this moment, in this day. I have spent my whole life trying to take care of myself, and not only myself, trying to take care of everybody else. And to set up this experience of life in whatever way I thought I needed it to look and feel to be okay. And I tried really hard, and it was necessary, you know, and I did a good job in some areas. But when I came into this work and I was welcomed into BBA, as we all do, just stumble in here somehow, some way, I really don't know how, a year ago, I saw that God was giving me this invitation to say, you don't have to do this alone anymore. And that's where I was in step three. So what I was taught is this step one conclusion of, I have less power than I thought, you know, really, like it's powerless. I have less power than I thought to pull off this life in a way that's going to feel okay. I really don't have the power to do that. And I have to acknowledge that before I'll go further, because I don't want to give up. You know, I don't know what's out there. If it's not me, then what? And so I'm scared to give it up. And I have to see in step one, you really have no other choice. You know, all your little shelters that you've hidden under are disintegrating or gone, or they're not working anymore. And so I get into this step two conclusion of, if I don't have the power, then do you want to believe that maybe there's something that you can run to that does? And it's just like a waking up of that. Cause really in step two, I didn't know what it was going to look like, but I just kind of came to like being shook awake and saying, okay, stay awake enough to see what's next. And so that's where it brings me on this page 58 is, okay, if it's not me, then tell me how it works. In my return back into the work today, I was sitting with the title even, I don't even have to have the word how anymore. It's just, it works. Chapter five, you know, like the old days, I needed to know how it was going to work, why it was going to work, when it was going to work. And I can sit here today and say, I just know that God works, and I don't even have to know how anymore. You know, what's going to be taken from me? I know it will be taken by God. And I just have to position myself to be more open, more willing, more trusting, to believe in something I can't necessarily see. So the beginning, that it does ask me to completely give myself to this simple program, you know, completely give myself. What I want today is a complete life. I don't want to be a house divided. You know, I don't want to be split. I don't want to be living in two different realities or seven different realities where I have all these scripts and delusions and roles that I'm holding up. I want a complete life. And this program has just been my path to that. I don't know why, but this has been the only thing that has given me a chance at a complete life, and that it's simple. Everything I've ever done in my life has been complicated, and I thought it had to be. You know, if it wasn't complicated, it wasn't worth doing. And this today, where I see God now, is in the beautiful, simple, everyday moments, it's not as bright and shiny as I thought it would be. That excitaholic part of me wants it to be really bright and special and unique and overpowering and that spiritual high. In this return into the work I'm seeing, it's more of a long-term relationship with power that I'm seeking, you know, and it's pretty simple. It's so simple is the invitation I'm getting. Just the release that God wants this simple way, and I don't have to try so hard anymore. So if I have decided that I want what you all have and that I'm willing to go to any length to get it, and what I see now is that this is just the beginning of learning how to practice going to God. You know, the any length is trying it on a different basis, trying a different way, and that I have to take certain steps, that it is a program of action. And so at some of those steps, I hesitate. You know, I'm like, I can't do that. You know, and the truth is, I can't do that yet. But when that step comes, I will be empowered by God to go further and keep going and keep going, and that it's okay to hesitate if I just keep letting God take me. So we thought we could find an easier, softer way. And that's what I did my life, whole life. I wanted shortcuts. You know, I wanted shortcuts to comfort, shortcuts to the guarantee. And what I have found is that God is the easier, softer way today. I just get to pick my heart. You know, do I want to be in bed at night in my mental obsession, worrying about how I'm going to take care of everybody in the world? Or do I want to show up and do my work in prayer and meditation, reach out to people, get uncomfortable, which is hard, and then find my way to God, that easier, softer way that God can care for me? So with all the earnestness, which is like heartfelt conviction, like I have the conviction in my heart for how God works. At my command, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough, which I need God to be fear with me in the fear. And I can't sit here today and say that I'm without fear. You know, in this moment, I have fear, but I take my fear to the care of God. I'm not trying to care for my fear anymore. You know, the most loving thing I can do for myself is to ask God to care for me. That's what I see now in this work. You know, I can really ask God to care for me. And that's how I care for myself. So we have tried to hold on to our old ideas, which my old idea that I'll do it myself. I can take care of myself. Nobody's going to be there for me. And it's all up to me. And that this, the result was nil until I let go absolutely. You know, I've got to let go absolutely. And my experience has been that I've got to get God to even help me let go, you know, to surrender me. I think I, a lot of times, try and self-will my surrender. And what I'm seeing now in this return is I've got to ask God to surrender me. Even that, every day in these moments, God's got to just take it from me, you know, that I can't push myself to that surrendered point. I can get close through experience, but God's got to surrender me. So remembering that I am dealing with a spiritual malady, you know, really with self-reliance, that spiritual malady that is cunning, baffling, and powerful. And I love this sentence on the top of page 59. It's just a fact for me. Without help, it's too much for me. Without God's help, I can't do it. And what I see today is setting aside everything I think I know about what God's help looks like. You know, it's like that story I'm sure you have all heard about the person who was in a flood and got on their roof and was praying to God, and the helicopter came and he turns down the helicopter and he's like, God will help me. And then the boat comes, God will help me. And then he dies in the flood. And he's like, God, where were you? And he says, I sent you a helicopter and a boat. That I've got to see the help in my fellows, the help in my family, in this book, you know, in these beautiful inspirations from other people. That can be how God is helping me. It's too much to do it on my own. I can't do it. But there is one who has all power. You know, just one solution, that deep and effective spiritual relationship with God. That one is God. And I must find God now in this moment. I want to find God in the future. You know, I really do. I want to say, I have something I'm nervous about in 2 weeks, and God, will you be there? And I'm missing God now. And I'm being taught that so deeply, that right now in this moment, that's where God is. That's where I can find God, is now. And that God will be there when the now is later. But if I'm not soaking up the now, I'm missing my life. I'm not having that complete life. So again, the half measures availed us nothing, that I've got to go full. If I want a full life, full liberation with God, I've got to commit to this fully. And that I stood, and standing still is so hard for me. You know, when I'm in fear, just that affirmation of I stood with God at the turning point. And what the turning point looks like for me in this work is, it's this change of direction. You know, I've walked from step one, step two, slowly seeing, okay, I need something else. And here's my turning point. And am I going to walk towards more God, or am I going to continue to walk towards more self? And that's what that feels like for me, that I can try a different way. You know, I can try a different way of living. And so I throw myself, and I'll say this, I need God to throw me under God's care and protection with complete abandon, complete letting go of myself. And that care, you know, that care. I think about how I don't always see it. You know, when I'm taking care of my girls, I thought this morning when I was thinking about this, there are things I do every day that they will never know that takes care of them. The little back office type stuff, they will never know that, you know, ever. And it's okay. They just know that they're taken care of. They know when they get out of school at 3 o'clock today, that there I will be in the car. They're not walking out of school thinking, how am I going to get a ride? Who's going to pick me up? I've got to call a friend. You know, they're not in anxiety. They just know, like, they walk out skipping down that pickup line with complete faith that I will be there. That's the kind of relationship I want with God. Just walking out the door, knowing God's going to be there, and I don't have to figure out how, you know, just that it works. This system works. Their lives work because right now they have a system in me that they trust completely. And it's a beautiful thing for me to look at and reflect on. That kind of childlike faith is what I hope to skip out the door every day with God's help. And I love this spiritual principle of this step, just that faith and commitment in God, you know, just complete faith that I really need God to help me see and believe in. And what I see is the stepping out in faith is what builds more faith in that. I waited in fear for so long, and I just now am learning to step out in faith in order to build more faith. And so on 60, the sentence that the point is, like, this is the point, that we're willing to grow along spiritual lines. And again, this returning to my work, it's not that I'm going backwards. I continue to grow. You know, what a gift and opportunity that is, that I don't have to be stuck in this fear and just stop, that I'll never know it all. You know, I don't have to pretend to. I'll never know it all. I can just keep looking for God's care and God's direction and God's love. And that I have these beautiful spiritual principles that are set down for me, for us, that are divine guides to spiritual movement. You know, it's like, okay, what spiritual principle can I use today, God? Like, can you point me to so that I can keep moving on spiritual lines? And my moving looks different. It's not the hurried, fast-paced, forcing, rushing, you know, that I used to live and die by, my old way of being. I look for spiritual movement now, which ironically is the stillness. You know, it's in the stillness, and the internal movement is where my healing has come from. So down to these ideas that I have to see in this step three, that I am a controller fixer, a self-reliant, fearful human being. I'm a human being, and I cannot care for my own life. I can't manage to pull it off on my own, and that no human power could relieve me of this spiritual dis-ease. You know, I clung to a lot of powerful people. I clung to food. I clung to a lot of things to try and get me to be able to care for myself, and I couldn't do it. But the hope is that God can and will if God is sought. And how I see that now is just asking God to care for me. You know, I don't think I have to chase God like I thought I once did. I don't have to be hypervigilant and protect myself to keep my peace. I'm trying to learn with God that God is always there. And I can just ask to be cared for, you know, really cared for and nurtured in this way that only God can do. So deciding, you know, making this decision, thank you, Jeff, to turn my will and my life over to God, that again, I don't know, have to know how. It's a decision to keep practicing, you know, to keep learning how to do this through my fellows and through this beautiful book. So when we get to this, I have to be convinced that I'm at step three. And what really convinced me was this step three consideration that we share with our fellows and what it looked like what my form of caring for myself really looked like. And it's all about that requirement that I have to be convinced that my life run on self-will can hardly be a success. And on the basis of trying to fully care for myself on my own limited power, the truth is that I'm always in collision with something or somebody, mostly myself. I'm in collision with my expectations, my ideas, even though my motives are good. All I really wanted to do is take care of myself and you sometimes. You know, I really thought I was doing well and I was surviving. But when I try to live by self-propulsion, my own self-willed power, you know, everything I have minus God, I'm like a manager who wants to run the whole world. You know, I really see that now, that I cannot pull off the kind of life I think I need to be okay. And what usually happens is we all know and have said that my managing doesn't work out very well. You know, I just turn into self-will, really self-care, self-control run riot. This belief that if I wanted to be okay in the world, it was all up to me and I had to pull myself up. And what I see is that some of that is true, you know, because I think, yeah, I've got to be independent and I need to be responsible for myself. But what I did was take it to the extreme, that I had to come up with every kind of resource I was ever going to need. And that's where I see the healing, is that God is in the center of all of that, you know, that I don't have to push and pull so hard. I can sit and ask God and other people who have been there before me how I could do this better. Like the set aside prayer of God, enable me to set aside everything I think I know about how to take care of myself, you know, for an open mind and an open heart and a God experience of what it means to care for myself and other people. What does that mean? Because I'm under my own delusions and my own fears, and I can't see it without God's help. I can't see to ask God, is there a better way to do this? You know, is there a better way to go about this? And letting go of the outcome and trusting that wherever God takes me, God is in all scenarios when I'm God reliant. You know, like I really want to guarantee a certain scenario, but if I'm quiet and get with God, God will be there.
Two minutes, Jess.
Thank you, Jeff, that God is in all the scenarios of my life and I don't have to fear. I think God's presence is so much closer than I ever imagined and I don't have to manufacture it and push and pull even this. And I think that's so powerful and comforting just to take care in God's world. So just to kind of wrap up the how and why of it, you know, like how it works. And we get to that on page 62, that this is the how and why of it, that first of all, I had to quit playing God. And for me, I've really been shown a little bit of what that means for me more specifically. And when I play God, it's me trying to exceed this human condition. I want to not feel any pain. I don't want to suffer. I want to get some tools and some skills and some more knowledge so that I don't have to be a human being really. And it cuts me off from living and I feel numb. And so I have to quit doing that. It didn't work. It didn't take me where I wanted to go. And so I get to decide that God's going to be my director. You know, for me, God is my path to peace, my guiding light, the source of light. And I just get to be a light worker, you know, just going to the source of all. And I get to go out and do these little things through God's power, God's agent. And it's this flow of God's gentle, steady love in me, you know, when I make this decision. And today it's just reaffirming this decision I made. And so I thought I would end. I have been so beautifully guided by a fellow to really take these prayers that we say daily slowly, you know, and to have an experience with them and to personalize them. And I love even in our book on page 62, it says, you know, to say something of the effect that we have the freedom to have the spiritual space to see what this prayer means to me today, you know, what this third step prayer. And so where I am with this is more of a God, I offer, you know, I open myself to you to build and do with me as you will, and create through me this life that you see for me. Release me from the bondage of self-control and self-reliance that I may better do your will. To separate me from my difficulties, from my fears and my delusions, so that serenity and neutrality with them may be an example of those I would help to live in your power, your love, and your light. May I accept and do your will in this moment, in this day, always. So thank you guys for listening. And I'm so honored to share this space with you.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you so much. Just...